Welcome to another edition of the Calder Cannons TSC Cup Footy Podcast, The Blast, brought to you by Rams Home Loans and Leader Local Footy. This week we'll catch up with one of the players who has made an instant impact during his first two matches for Calder at under 18 level, Essendon Dooters Stars Junior, Noel Baltar. We'll also have our usual segments, such as Cannons in the Big League and our Calder History Lesson. It was a successful trip to Swan Hill for the TSC Cup side last weekend, which accounted for Bendigo Pioneers to cement 6th spot on the ladder after round 12. Calder banked its 6th win from its past 8 matches as the game finished 13-15-93 to 10-14-74 at Swan Hill Showgrounds. The boys had to withstand a final quarter rally from the Pioneers, who cut the final margin to 19 points after trailing by 38 at 3 quarter time. Carl Brown and our guest on this week's podcast, Noel Baltar, both booted 3 goals in the victory, while debutant Connor Leslie and Ben Caluzzi finished with 2. The Cannons' best players were Ben Ronk, who was prolific through the middle of the ground, defender Zach Guthrie, and developing ruckman Jacob McNichol. Ronk finished with 27 disposals against Bendigo, while Guthrie had 25 touches and reeled in 12 marks. Hopefully the boys can continue that hot form when we face Northern Knights on Saturday at Rams Arena. During this weekend's game, the Cannons will be wearing special pink jumpers as we raise money for Breast Cancer Network Australia. If you want to find out more about how you can support the organisation, visit bcna.org.au. Noel Baltar's development has certainly accelerated in recent years. Only a few years ago, the Calder TSC Cup listed tall was roaming the Essendon Dooters Stars forward line as a small forward alongside Carl Brown. The 16-year-old has showcased his natural talent since being called upon by coach Andrew Johnston after his school football commitments with St Bernard's came to an end. Baltar has kicked 6 goals in 2 games, including 3 in the third quarter against Bendigo last Sunday. The 16-year-old started off by telling us about what his first impressions of TSC Cup football have been. Your first couple of games in Cadden's colours have been pretty good. You've kicked, I think, 3 goals in both now and been able to have a bit of an impact. What have you learnt from your first couple of games at TSC Cup level?
Just the level's been brought up a lot more compared to usual local footy. Played a couple of Vic games as well, which kind of got me to this level. So I kind of understood the quality it'd be working at, yeah.
Yep, so you had a bit of an idea of what the step up might be like?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, has it been good to have an impact in those first couple of games as well? Did you expect to step straight in and be able to hopefully hit the scoreboard?
At the start, not really, but then once the boys got around me, it just kind of made me lift my game a lot more.
Yourself and Carl Brown, obviously out of the same club, Essendon Dooters Stars, I think you're both juniors of. Yeah. Did you play any junior footy together, or have you had to get to know each other and playing alongside each other these first couple of games?
I used to fill in for the under-16s when I was under-14s, and same as under-12s filling in under-14s, and it was always full forward. I was just coming off him because I was a bit smaller back then. And yeah, so we know each other pretty well.
Yeah. So how tall are you now?
194, I think.
Yep. And have you just particularly shot up in the last few years, or when did the growth spurt come?
I had old school Schlatters, and that would have been, I don't know, year 9, where it mainly happened. Even last year, it was pretty big.
Okay. And how did that change your footy? So did you go from being maybe a small forward midfielder to having to learn to play a key forward post?
No, not really. It's just more in the air stuff, like the things I'm working on in training and that.
Okay.
I concentrate on more, yeah.
Yep. Did you set yourself any particular goals once you made the Cannon squad, even a number of games or anything that you wanted to learn about your footy this year?
No, just the experience, I guess, being even a third year, if I can get it. Just the experience against versus all these older boys. I was just, yeah, loving it.
Did you have any expectations about sort of when you would step into the side, or how did your progression go to a point where you'd be able to get a call up at TSC Cup level working with sort of Lance and the other coaching staff?
Oh, well, it started off, so the first Cannons game in that, I had school footy, which was priority at the time.
Yep.
And so as soon as I got my opportunity, came down to training and tried my hardest and got a gig, and then didn't let my... And I just took the opportunity as it came.
So you really had to pour sort of all your time into St Bernard's footy while school footy was going on?
Yeah, 100%. Training there. And then when the opportunity came here, I had to take it with both hands.
Yep. And how did that go? How was your sort of APS season with St Bernard's?
Not too bad. We were undefeated all year. And then last game we lost, and then lost in the semi-finals, so it did all right.
The impact that you had on the game on the weekend, I think you kicked three goals in sort of a pretty quick space of time and helped the side get the win over Bendigo. That must have been pretty satisfying.
Yeah, it was, considering I came back from injury. It was just, getting back with the boys. So the first half I was a bit shaky, and then third quarter really lifted. Everyone was lifted in the club rooms. Coaches spoke, and
What are your goals here, footy, being in a setup like this? Do you hope to take it to the top level, or are you just sort of excited about all the things that you're able to learn being in a setup like the Cannons?
Oh, if I can make it further, I would, 100%. Yeah, I like my footy. Love the boys, getting around each other.
In other news out of Rams Arena, Carl Brown will make his VFL debut this weekend with Coburg. The key forward has been in terrific form for Calder this year, slotting 41 goals from 12 matches. His efforts have been rewarded with a call up to the Lions side for this weekend, where he'll play alongside several ex-Cannons. We wish Carl all the best for his first VFL game. This week's Calder History Lesson reflects on the inaugural Hall of Fame, which was unveiled by the club last year. At a star-studded event to coincide with the club's 20th year in the TAC Cup, the Cannons named 10 people in the club's Hall of Fame. They included a host of ex-AFL stars who came through the club. Former Essendon midfielder Jason Johnson, Sydney stars Jude Bolton and Ryan O'Keefe, Geelong legends James Kelly, Darren Milburn and Paul Chapman, and Brownlow medal winner Dane Swan were the AFL talent inducted into the Hall of Fame. Three other prominent Calder people were also included, with legendary trainer Phil Dunk, Premiership coach Rob Hyde, and our first general manager Ross Monaghan added. There's no doubt that number will swell in years to come when more Calder greats are included. Do you know who the longest lasting Calder player in the AFL currently is? In fact, there's two, Dane Swan and James Kelly. The pair were snapped up in the 2001 AFL draft, where our attention is focused for our Cannons in the Big League segment. Kelly went to Geelong with selection number 17 in that year's national draft, while Swan was a bargain pick for Collingwood at number 58. Kelly and Swan have gone on to become two of Calder's most successful graduates. Kelly has played 283 games at the top level, including 10 this year for Essendon. He was a premiership player at Geelong in 2007, 2009 and 2011, and has also been named in the All-Australian team. Swan's career has been just as successful, the midfielder playing in a flag-winning Magpies team back in 2010 and also taking out three Copeland trophies and snaring the Brownlow medal in 2011. That's all for this week's edition of The Blast. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Calder Cannons Football Club or follow us on Twitter, where our handle is @CalderCannonsFC, for all the latest news out of Rams Arena.